Tomorrow is supposed to be the deadline to reunite migrant children under the age of 5 with their parents. Last night, the American Civil Liberties Union said the Trump administration provided it with a list of 102 children under the age of 5 and said that it appears less than half of those children will be reunited by tomorrow's deadline. Here to talk with us about this is Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you've tweeted that you were, quote, frustratingly unsurprised when you heard that the Trump administration was not going to meet this deadline of tomorrow. Why is that?
I can tell you from my experience being at the border and the clear lack of process that I witnessed, that it is no surprise that these parents are going to continue to be deprived of their children and that these families are not going to be reunited. I think what we have here is a toxic mixture of a cruel policy mixed with incompetence.
When were you at the border, and can you describe it for us?
I was down in McAllen, Texas, in Brownsville. We saw children that were literally in pens and cages. I met with dozens of moms that were just grief-stricken over the loss of their child. And I looked at their IDs, and there was nothing on their identification that showed where their children were or that they were moms that had crossed our border looking for asylum and refuge in our country with young children.
Administration officials have said that what's happening at the border right now is partially born out of years of congressional failures to fix the U.S. immigration system. How do you respond to that?
This is clearly the result of a Trump administration policy saying we're going to do away with programs that were very successful in getting parents who were seeking asylum out of detainment, out of custody, but still able to come back and meet their court deadlines and let their asylum claim go through the court process. Instead, this administration put into place a zero-tolerance policy and put into place a policy without any previous planning of separating children. So as a result, we have inflicted trauma on these very young children in many cases who are separated from their parents, don't understand what is happening, and moms who are just terrified that they may never see their children again.
Because of this debate, some are calling for the complete abolishment of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Where do you stand on that?
I'd like to see an overhaul of the policies that the Trump administration has put in place.
But should we abolish ICE?
I think that we will always need some of the functions of ICE. So if you're saying, do we want to abolish the way that we try to prevent human trafficking, financial crimes, narcotic inflow into this country? No. But if we are saying, do we want to abolish the policies that have put on equal priority the hardworking parent who's paying their taxes and may be undocumented with the hardcore criminal, yes, I'd like to abolish that policy.
The next deadline to reunite some of these children with their parents is July 26th. Are you optimistic, or are you any sign that that is going to happen?
I am very skeptical of this administration's ability to meet these court deadlines.
All right. Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, thanks so much for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you so much.